case of Jessica Robertson, she came to San Pete County from Las Vegas, and she really fell in love with it. And shortly thereafter, she started working as a part-time inspector at the Moroni plant, the plant owned by Norbest until recently. And she really liked the job, and she went from a part-time inspector to being a full-time consumer safety inspector. And she had a close friend on the staff named Tina McClellan, who was also a federal inspector. And both Tina and Jessica started getting very sick from the work they were doing. They weren't exactly sure what was going on, but they knew that the poultry in the slaughterhouse was being sprayed by chemicals. They filed reports about the conditions in the facility, and they each filed dozens of these, but nothing changed.
It just kind of got worse from there.
I tried repeatedly to speak to Norbest to get the company's point of view and perspective on both the air quality conditions and the specific allegations and complaints of Tina McClellan and Jessica Robertson. They did not respond. It's been a major employer in San Pete County, maybe the major employer in San Pete County. There was an almost entirely native-born workforce. In the 70s, 80s, and 90s, there was a restructuring. The industry started relying more and more on a high turnover, low wage model. It explains why I think companies can use these corrosive toxic chemicals and maybe expect that a lot of the workers won't complain.
They were actually shifting to this recruitment of immigrants back, you know, when I was there in the 1900s. I mean, 1970s or so, they were already doing that.
Yes, Jessica Robertson and Tina McClellan. Neither of them went into this as advocates. And yet both, by the end of the time they worked there, felt a real kinship with the workers there, because everyone inside the plant has to breathe the same air. And you know, one of the fascinating things I discovered in doing this piece is that other countries, in particular the European Union, don't spray poultry with these highly corrosive toxic chemicals to neutralize salmonella. They approach it as a more systemic thing and use what's called the farm-to-fork model of food safety.
You also touch on the, well, how they were so disheartened to see that people cared more about the welfare of the animals.
I think one of the ironies of the food industry right now in meatpacking and poultry is that often the answer is that consumers are paying much more attention to how the welfare of animals than to the welfare of labor and human labor inside these plants, which is in many cases atrocious.
What's your sense of having an impact?
You have a really structural problem with the USDA. On the one hand, it is there to protect consumer health and safety. On the other hand, it is there to promote the interests of agribusiness. And many you know, food advocates and consumer safety organizations told me as I was reporting my story, when those two things come into conflict, the tendency is to side with industry.
AL Press, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me on.